Campana's first nighter program. From the Little Theater off Times Square. Starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule with an all-star cast presented by Campana, the quality name in cosmetics. It's theater time on the Great White Way, and once again you are invited to attend the exciting premiere of a new play in the Little Theater off Times Square. There'll be crowds of celebrities, top hats and ermine wraps, a gala scene if you ever saw one. So let me quickly introduce our host for the evening, the genial first nighter.
Good evening, everybody. It's a treat to have you with us tonight. I know the curtain will be right on time, so shall we go? Here's my cab. Won't you step in? All right, driver. Up Broadway, across 42nd Street. And here's that dazzling area of lights and glamour called the Great White Way. And just ahead, where the lights are brightest, is the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Have your ticket ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the new play is about to make its bow to the public and critics. I see by the program that the play tonight stars Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule in a thrilling drama called No Greater Need, written by Sidney Marshall. Miss Luddy is cast as Teresa, a young lady who assists the commissioner of an Italian port. Mr. Soule is to play the part of Dr. Bob Walker, an American doctor. And what a scintillating all-star supporting cast, including Norma Jean Nilsen and the Alan Reeds, senior and junior. But let's listen as Frank Worth and the famous First Nighter Orchestra conclude the overture. There's the signal for the first curtain. The house lights are out, and here's the play.
Hello there, little one. What are you doing up crying at this hour of the night?
Oh, medico, signor. Oh, per favore, signor. Please.
No, wait a minute. Did you say you're looking for a doctor?
Oh, si, signor. Una dottore.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, my brother Andrea, signor. He is a sick. Oh, very bad sick. Back there in the alley. Oh, please help, per favore, please.
Well, sure. You bet I will. Come on, let's have a look at him.
Oh, grazie, signor. Grazie. I think he's a dying, signor.
Well, now, maybe it's not as bad as all that. We'll be able to tell in a minute. It's kind of dark in here, little one. Just where is this brother of yours?
He's on the loading platform, signor.
Loading platform?
Si, signor. Right above you. Andrea, oh, did you have to hit him so hard with that paving stone? You might have killed him.
What does it matter, Nina? Here.
Let me go through the pocket. See, Andrea. Look, a little sister. A bag and a money. Cigarettes.
Oh, I see them, Andrea. But what of the papers we were after?
Perhaps these are the ones. Hold them, Nina, while I strike a match.
See?
See, they're the ones, Nina. Look, the name of the wonder medicine is right here. And also the name of the warehouse. Come, my little sister. We can leave now.
Oh, but the American, Andrea. What of him?
He has given us the information we were seeking, Nina. What the difference does it make to us what happens to him now?
Buongiorno, signor.
Morning, signorina. I'd like to speak to the commissioner of the port, please.
Signor Carlini, I'm sorry, but he's not arrived from at the office yet. Is there anything I could do for you, Dottore Walker?
Doctor, how did you know who I was?
The entire city of Salerno knows the great American doctor who did so much for our children during the war and who is now returning with a miracle medicine to cure all their diseases. That is true, is it not?
Well, I'm afraid it's a little exaggerated. I was here with the Army, yes, and made up my mind I'd return someday to help repair some of the damage the war had done. Damage to the minds and bodies of Salerno's children.
And you are bringing us a wonder medicine, are you not?
Streptomycin has been called that. And it has performed some near miracles. I doubt, however, if it can cure the greatest illness your children suffer.
I'm not as certain that I understand, Dottore Walker.
Never mind, Signorina. It's not important. Has the streptomycin shipment arrived from the States yet?
Yes, 2 days ago. Though we did not learn until this morning that it was at the Madroni warehouse.
Yes, I know. I'd like an order to get in there and see it, Signorina.
Oh, I'm afraid you cannot take delivery on it yet, Dottore. The papers must be cleared and stamped.
No, I don't want to take delivery. I just want to see it.
But there is no need for you to be concerned, Signor. The shipment is in good hands at the Madroni.
Look, Signorina, my only concern is to see that the streptomycin arrived here safely. May I have that order to inspect it?
Of course you may, Dottore. I will write it out for you at once.
I'm sorry, Signorina. I didn't mean to fly off the handle that way. A rather unpleasant experience last night has left me a little jumpy.
Oh, there's no need to apologize, Dottore Walker. I realize how important that streptomycin is to you.
Call the inspector of the Carabinieri at once. I must speak with him immediately.
Why, of course, Signor Carlini. There is some trouble?
I have just come from the Madroni warehouse. The watchman has been murdered and the shipment of streptomycin is gone. I'm afraid the occasion of our first meeting is hardly a happy one, Dottore Walker. I do not know what to say.
There's not much you can say, Signor Carlini.
I cannot understand why anyone would wish to steal the medicine.
I'll tell you why, Teresa. That medicine cost $10,000 wholesale in the States. What do you think a cure for tuberculosis and pneumonia would bring on the black market here? $50,000?
$75,000? Si, si, you are right, Dottore. What a curse the black market is here in Salerno.
Signor Carlini, the fact that I was shipping streptomycin in here was no secret. But the name of the warehouse it was going to was.
I know. Even I was not certain it was going to the Madroni until this morning.
Then how could anyone have possibly known about it?
Last night, I ran across two children in the dock area. They strong-armed me.
See, Dottore. There are many like that in Salerno. Orphans of the war. They hang around like scavenging rats, stealing, lying, robbing.
They took my money and cigarettes. You'd expect that. But they also took a shipping invoice. It contained the name of the Madroni warehouse.
Then you believe that this little boy and his sister are concerned with the robbery?
It's the only answer that makes sense.
You are right, of course, Dottore Walker. I shall inform the Carabinieri to search for them at once.
No, don't bother, Carlini. Arresting those kids won't help any. They need a different kind of treatment.
I do not understand, Dottore. Surely you are interested in recovering your medicine.
Yes, but there are sick souls as well as sick bodies, Carlini. A real doctor tries to heal both. I want to follow through on this my own way.
As you wish, Signor. It is, as you say, your own medicine.
I'll be staying at the Hotel Veneta on the Via Dolorosa. If anything turns up, check with me there, will you?
Of course, Signor. Arrivederci.
I will show you out, Dottore Walker.
Thank you.
Dottore, I want you to know that I understand the way you feel about those children. Your wish to help with them instead of hurting them needs no explanation to me.
I wish I could say the same for you, Teresa.
The same for me? What do you mean, Dottore?
Sometime I'd like an explanation of how you knew it was a brother and sister who attacked me, when all I mentioned was a couple of children. Arrivederci, Teresa.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater of Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs only.
All right, at the end of Act One, let's have a word from Larry Keating. Recently came a letter addressed to me. Dear Mr. Keating, I have a complaint. Why didn't you tell me months ago about the new Italian bomb home dispenser? Right after I heard you mention it recently, I bought one. In fact, I bought two. One for the bathroom and one for the kitchen. My, but they're a blessing. They make it so easy to use Italian bomb. No more reaching for the bottle, uncapping it, pouring out some lotion, recapping the bottle, and putting it away again. That was always so much trouble. But now, presto. I press the dispenser plunger, and the smoothing, softening magic of Italian balm is on my hands in a jiffy. My hands look really well cared for now. Sincerely. And the letter is signed, Housewife. Well, truly, madam, I'm sorry if you were late in hearing about the dispenser. And just in case there are others like you, please remember this. Right now, you can get the new streamlined dispenser and the new imperial bottle of Italian balm at your drugstore. Just ask for the Italian balm dispenser package. You get the dispenser and the bottle of balm, both for only $1.
personitis are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of No Greater Need.
Yes? Who?
May I come in, Dottore Walker?
Of course, Teresa.
I hope you do not mind my coming to your hotel room this way. It is about Andrea and Nina. It would be foolish of me to deny that I know them.
Very foolish.
You see, they are two of the children here whom I have been trying to help.
By instructing them in the operation of black markets?
Senor, I've been trying to get clothes for them, food, trying to start schools. That is why when I learned what they had done to you, I said nothing. I was afraid you would have them punished, and they have been punished enough by the war.
Yeah. Those kids were born in fear, weaned on hate, raised in violence.
But I have been thinking over what you said to Signor Carlini. About a real dottore, healing sick souls as well as sick bodies. I think you really mean that.
And if I do?
Then there may still be a chance for those children. Still hope for them if people like you are willing to try.
I have to try.
All right, dottore. I will come back for you at 8 this evening. I will take you to see Andrea and Nina.
We live in those bombed-out ruins? Those poor little devils.
Yes, dottore. Like hunted animals, they hide in the rubble. There they are, see? Huddled around that small fire. They have not noticed us yet. Hello, Nina. Andrea.
Teresa, what are you doing here?
I have come to visit Andrea. I bring a guest with me.
Andrea, that man, he is the one...
Quiet, Nina. Why did you bring this man, Teresa? What does he wish you here?
Nothing much, Andrea. Just to talk things over a bit.
Talk? We have nothing to talk about.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, senor?
I thought you might like to talk about American medical shipments and the best places to sell information about them.
What the kind of a nonsense is this? What the proof could you possibly have?
The dottore is not looking for proof, Andrea.
That's right. All I want is to ask a favor of you.
Favor? Why should I do anything for you?
It's not for me, Andrea. It's for you and Nina.
Do not listen to him, Andrea. He is trying to fool you.
No, Nina. I just thought it might be better for the two of you if you tried to work with the other people in this world. Instead of working against them.
Only a fool would work with the people who hate him, senor. Besides, Teresa, there is no one who cares about me or Nina.
Oh, you are wrong, Andrea. Dottore Walker cares about you very much. He would like to work along with you. To help you get plenty of clothes and food and a decent place to live.
And if you'd give me half a chance, Andrea, I could find plenty more people who'd like to do the same. Both here and across the Atlantic. How about it? Will you give me that chance?
Fairy tale, senor. Nobody to help anyone else in the world for nothing. You're only trying tricks on me to get something for yourself. Come on, Nina. Let us leave here. Now.
Wait a minute, Andrea. If you don't care about yourself, what about Nina? She shouldn't have to live out here in ruins, warmed only by a little fire, without dolls to play with, without friends, without a home. What about her?
I need no help from you or anyone else, senor. My big brother will take good care of me. He has promised.
See, you hear, senor? I have promised my littlest sister I shall take good care of her. And I need no help from fools like you. Arrivederci.
Oh, I am sorry, dottore. I had really hoped that... But they seem incorrigible.
Oh, it's not their fault, Teresa. And the fault of other kids like them.
Then who is to blame?
The people responsible for their rackets. For their lack of homes and food and warmth and love. The people who use those kids for their own filthy purposes.
Then you suspect that someone in the black market is deliberately using Andrea and Nina?
Those kids didn't murder a watchman and take that streptomycin from the warehouse. They sold that shipping invoice to someone else.
Oh, if only you are right, dottore.
I'm going to prove it, Teresa.
Prove it? How?
I took even greater precautions with that streptomycin than I told you and Signor Carlini. Only part of the shipment went to the Madroni warehouse. The rest is in the Mata de Santos warehouse. If we let that knowledge leak out, Teresa, we'll get the person we're after. Stop right there.
Dottore Walker, is that you?
Teresa. Teresa, what are you doing here at the Madre de Santos warehouse?
I had to know, dottore. I had to make sure.
So you're afraid Andrea and Nina are in this thing?
Yes,
themselves.
I am afraid.
Who did you tell about the streptomycin being in here?
Only the children, as you said I should. Why do you ask?
And we should learn soon enough who's right. Do you hear that sound?
Yes, I do. It's a truck stopping outside the warehouse. Dottore Walker, do you think...
that the trap's working? I'm sure of it.
Someone is coming in.
Yeah. Quiet now.
Someone is there. But it's so dark, I cannot make out who it is.
He gets a little closer. Hold it. Stay right there.
What happened? Who was shooting? What?
Where is it? Someone's coming this way. All right, Carlini. Let's have that gun.
Madre mia.
The gun, Carlini. Drop it.
My arm.
Drop it.
Stop breaking my arm.
Gun.
All right.
Get it, Teresa.
I have it.
All right, Carlini. What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing, Dottore Walker? I came here to protect that shipment of medicine.
To protect it or to hijack it?
To hijack?
How did you know it was here?
Why, Teresa told me.
I told you? That's not true, Signor Carlini.
Of course it is true. When the banditti entered the warehouse, I opened fire on them. The body of one of them lies just outside the door. That should prove your accusations are false.
We better have a look. Come on.
There. You see?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You shot someone, all right, Carlini. A 12-year-old girl by the name of Nina.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs in the outer lobby only, please. Smoking
the curtain is down on Act Two, and here's Larry Keating.
Men and women all over the country these days are raving about an amazingly easy, safe way to lose weight. With this new reducing method, you can lose as much as 5 to 20 pounds in the next 30 days. And mind you, you don't have to diet. You take no pills or laxatives, no exercise. Want to know how it's done? All right. This new method is called the AIDS Reducing Plan, spelled A-Y-D-S. All you do is to eat as directed before meals the delicious-tasting vitamin candy called AIDS. AIDS check your appetite. You automatically eat less fattening food, and you lose weight naturally, easily, without starving yourself on fussy or harmful diets. The AIDS Weight Reducing Plan is guaranteed to bring results. You must lose weight with your very first box of AIDS, or your money is refunded. The AIDS plan has been clinically tested and approved by eminent physicians. In individual cases, weight reduction should have a physician's approval. But if you're like most of us, if you just eat too much fattening food, reduce with pure, delicious AIDS vitamin candy. If your drug or department store doesn't have AIDS, ask them to order them for you from their wholesaler.
Ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
Andrea, where are you, brother? Andrea.
Epidemic, please.
See the door. Here.
Andrea. You told me there was no God. You were wrong, Andrea. There is a God. I can see him now.
Oh, do something. Can't you do something?
There's nothing more I can do until we reach the hospital, Teresa.
Can't you see him, Andrea? Can't you see the seal? I can see him. Come on, dear. How are you? How are you, God?
Doctor.
She's in a coma, Teresa.
Oh, what will happen to her? What are her chances for getting well?
With a gunshot wound like that? Maybe 1 in 100. I'll do my best.
Oh,
please. There. There, I have it. All right. Let's have the sutures.
Waiting out here, Bob.
My sister, Senor. How is she?
We won't know for a while.
There is nothing we can do.
Nothing.
But I promised my little sister I would take good care of her. Please, just tell me what I can do. Please.
Andrea, how long has it been since you've prayed?
Prayed, Senor? I do not believe in God.
Why not, Andrea?
Because there is no Dios. If there were, why have you not helped us before? No, Senor. There is no God.
Nina said you were wrong, Andrea.
Nina said I was wrong?
Yes, Andrea. Nina knows there is a God. You see, she saw it.
Nina saw the Dios?
That's right. You know, Andrea, sometimes even tough guys need help when something means very much to them. I don't think you will ever have a greater need for help than right now. Come on, Trent.
And rest a while.
All right, Teresa. Look over there. The sun's just coming up over the bay. A new day is about to be born. Oh, back there in that hospital.
Why did Carlini shoot her? Why?
You heard his confession. He's been using those kids as stool pigeons, thieves, procurers of information for his black market operations. He was afraid they'd talk.
To think that men like that actually live in this world.
And I thought I could help those children with my miracle medicine. You can't fight men like Carlini with streptomycin.
No. But you can fight them with kindness, with the gentleness, with faith, as you have been doing.
Yes, I made a howling success of it, haven't I? Nina dying in a hospital. Her brother a hopeless rebel against society. Dr. Walker, healer of children. What a laugh.
Oh, no. You cannot give up now. There is so much to be done, so many souls as well as bodies to be healed.
I know, and maybe if I saw one glimmer of hope, I'd still want to try, but...
Dr. Walker!
Oh, it's Andrea.
Dr. Walker, the husband, Nina.
Yes, what about her, Andrea?
They sent me to find you, to tell you...
Yes, tell me what, Andrea?
She's going to live. They say my little sister is going to get well.
Dear God in heaven, we thank you.
Glad to hear that, Andrea. Very glad.
And Doctor?
Yes?
Well, I want you to know that I can still take care of my sister. I want you to know that.
Of course, Andrea.
But maybe if you would... Well, if Nina had some dolls and a home, well, I think maybe she would get well faster.
Oh, you're right, Andrea. Absolutely right, isn't he, Dottore Walker?
Well, almost right. Nina would need one more thing, though.
Oh, whatever it is, Doctor, I will get it for her.
It's you, Andrea. Her brother. She'll need you, too. Will you come along?
I had not considered that, Doctor. After all, Nina is just a baby. Well, I am a man. I can take care of myself.
Oh, certainly you can, Andrea. You see, Doctor, he does not need our help.
But if you think Nina will need me, that it will be better for her if I am there, too. But... Well, all right.
Thanks, Andrea.
Well, now, I expect to tell Nina. She'll be very glad to hear this, I think. Arrivederci, Dr. Walker. Teresa, arrivederci.
Well, Dottore, have you had your little ray of hope? Now do you have to try again?
Yes, Teresa, I have to try. But somehow, I'm like Nina.
Like Nina? What do you mean, Bob?
Well, adults are only grown-up children after all. And, like children, they need someone to depend on, to believe in. Someone to give them faith. I think I've found someone like that, Teresa. What do you think?
I think that we've both found everything we will ever need.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, that's the finale. The end of a smashing new hit play in the little theater off Times Square. Miss Bloody, Mr. Soleil, and the entire supporting cast are acknowledging the acclaim of an enthusiastic first night audience. And now, before the news about next week's play, here's something of importance to the ladies. Truly, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch. Have the smoothest, most flawless-looking complexion you ever dreamed of, and yet so natural that you look as if you were born with it. Get Campana's new tinted cream makeup, Magic Touch, and see for yourself why so many women say, "I don't know how I ever lived without it." And Magic Touch is a bargain, too. $1 for the large compact, only 39 cents for the introductory size. Now, for next week, we have an especially entertaining play scheduled for you. It's an amusing, warm-hearted romance entitled Manhattan Rain. I'll get tickets for us and meet you promptly as usual. So be sure to join us next week, same time, same station. And now we move out of the theater and into the streets.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Matter.
Thank you. Good night.
Campana's first night of program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy, directed and produced by Joseph T. Ainley, is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events.
The first night of program came to you over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.